Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Say you're out to dinner with your man, your husband, your boyfriend, and all of a sudden a stranger walks up to you, slips you a note, and says, "You can do better." What would your reaction be? Would it be like, "Wait, why? Thanks for the heads up"? Would it be, "Mind your own business"? 314-531-9898. This happened with this, and it's happened a couple of times actually. So this woman in Dallas is posting this video that went viral that she was on a date with a guy. And was dating, so this is multiple dates, not like the first date. Mm-hmm. But a couple of women went up to her, slipped her a note secretly, and looks at it and says, "You can do better." And she was like, "Did something happen when I went to the bathroom? Mm-hmm. Are they trying to give me a heads up? Is this girl code? If you saw something, maybe you should see it." Hannah, would you say something if you felt like this woman was on a date with a guy who wasn't paying attention to her, was texting in the middle of it, was checking out the waitress, or you just were like, "Not my business"?
You know, I'm usually all about transparency and honesty and full communication. But in this instance, whoever slipped the note to that woman was completely wrong. I think you need to stay in your own lane. When it comes to this stuff, people are way more complex than like a first impression could be. So if you just saw him do one thing that you didn't like, the volume of sending such like a big thing as a note. And also, there's way better ways to approach it than sending a note. Like the anxiety I would feel to receive that note would be like reckoning for days for me. So I don't like any part of
well,
this.
It's such a vague note. Like, it's kind of giving you nothing. It's like, are you saying that because you think I'm pretty and they're ugly?
Right.
And it's purely based on looks? Or is it when I was in the bathroom, he literally cheated on me in front of you?
Okay, like, so what if you did witness that? So let's take that. So let's move it into a more extreme.
Then I would rather the note say he's cheating on you. So then I can go directly to
him.
Do
you think that it should be a stranger's responsibility, though?
Like, no,
a stranger?
I do think you have to stay in your own lane.
All of a sudden, he's like, yeah, he's checking out the, you go to the bathroom, he's just checking out the waitress's butt.
Maybe.
That's not, I'm meaning like he kissed somebody else.
But what kind of restaurant do they go to? They just start making out with the waitress?
Brett's asking, would it be okay for a stranger to intervene?
Yeah.
I think it's okay.
You think a stranger's okay?
Yes.
You don't like the note in this incident.
People nowadays will like make anonymous Instagrams and stuff and do it that way. So this is just another way of doing that, but you're doing it in person because you literally just witnessed it with your own eyes.
Well, wait. How strange is a stranger? My thoughts would be if that note came to me, I would think they must have experience dating this guy and he's no good. You know what I mean?
Oh.
I would be like, put your phone number on this little letter. I need to talk to you.
A sentence isn't enough.
No. I need like a witness statement.
I still think that like you,
security
if you're,
footage. Yeah.
I honestly think though that Hannah's right. Like there's no incident, not a single incident that I feel like a stranger other than like you feel like they're in an abusive relationship that you should step into someone else's relationship that you don't know. Like if I'm walking down the street and I see or I'm watching at a restaurant and this guy is not paying attention to his wife and he's texting the entire time, I shouldn't walk up and be like, yo, he should be paying attention to you. What if he's texting because their kid is sick? What if he's texting because it's a work emergency? Like mind your own business because you have no idea what is happening in that incident, unless you feel like there's an extreme, like, oh my God, this guy could be abusive, I'm going to step in.
That's different.
That's completely different. But you should never go, you should do better, you should be treated better. Like, you have no idea why he is treating her that way in this brief moment. Nobody wants to be judged on their worst day. And you, as a stranger, get off your high horse and your pedestal, because that's crazy to me. Stay out of your way.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying there has to be some type of connection. Either it's a friend, either it's somebody who's dated this person before.
That
either
feels a little bit different, because then you're like, I know him, he's a jerk. But even then, I feel like people change. Like, that guy wasn't a good boyfriend to you. He might be a better boyfriend to her. And now you're
I think if you have legitimate proof that he did something horrible. Like, I do think, you know, always give people the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. But if he does something horrible that you see, then I think it's okay to say it. Because what if that's the final nail in the coffin for that girl to be like, oh, I'm in a toxic relationship. Okay. I needed to see it through somebody else's eyes.
Sometimes we do miss it. So maybe you're like, hey, like, thank God that stranger said something to me.
Yeah.
If someone was choking, you would try to save them. If someone was in danger, you would try to save them. So, hey, if they're in a bad relationship, is it the stranger's job to step in and say something? 314-531-9898. Weigh in on this. We are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, and the story is going viral, and it just brought up an interesting conversation about how this woman was on a date, started dating this guy, has been on a few dates, and then these two women walk up to her and say, you can do better. They slipped her a note. And it just made us have a conversation. Like, were they looking out for her? Would you want that to happen? Is that girl code? But like, what if you're witnessing this guy just treat somebody like,
hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Complete trash. Like, all of a sudden, he's just being rude. He's checking out the waitress. Should a stranger then step in? They don't know the relationship. It is just a snapshot of the one date. Do you think it's girl code to be like, looking out for another girl? This guy is not treating you right. Like AB had pointed out, sometimes we're blind to our own relationships and you don't see it. And Hannah pointed out that, like, everyone has a bad day. 314-531-9898. Teresa, do you think that a stranger should say something?
No, no. And I think I can only speak for my relationship, but if somebody passed me a note, I have complete trust and I'd be like, do you need glasses? Have you seen my husband?
You'd be like my wife, and my wife would say, yes, I know I can do better.
This is who I have.
Got it.
I would literally just look at them, laugh, and shake my head. I'd just let it go.
Thank you so much for the call. I do think it's an interesting conversation to be like, sometimes we don't see things, but I also think that, like, as a stranger, sometimes we're just worried about, like, we all got, like, it's like people in glass houses, man. Like, is your relationship perfect? Is everything you've done perfect? Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like there's a million other things I got to worry about than I have to worry about somebody else sitting next to me at the booth over who I'm barely getting
and a lot of people
snapshots.
Just look for the wrong things. Like, you're looking for something to be wrong, and you cannot define someone's relationship that quickly unless, like, it's literally like blatantly abusive. But if it's just your opinion of like, oh, he's not paying enough attention to her, that is not a justified thing.
But it would, like, if you got that note and you're in a relationship and a stranger said that to you, it would really make you examine,
Oh, it would make me anxious as hell.
Yeah, like, right. Am I being treated the right way? Like, other people don't think I'm being treated right, and they don't know me at all.
I would hate to receive that note. That would make me, like, that would keep me up at night, even if it was perfect.
Yeah. Sarah, this actually happened to you. Someone slipped you a note?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So I had gone on multiple dates with this Tinder match that I had been on. This is like years ago, almost a decade ago. It feels like a decade ago. But anyways, I had a stranger, a guy, he slipped me a note. He said, hey, he just put something in your drink. And him and his wife were like giving me the face of, yes, like we just watched him do that.
Oh, no.
So then what happens next? So did you discover what was in your drink?
Did you like do the turntable thing where you switch the drinks and he's drinking the drink?
Right.
No, so what I did was I, quote, accidentally spilled it on him.
Nice. Very creative.
Very strategic.
And, so he ran to the bathroom, and I called my roommate at the time, and I was like, I need you to come get me. It's a 911. The guy deleted his profile the whole night. I reported it to the police, but they said they couldn't really do anything because the profile had been deleted, the messages had been deleted the whole night. I reported it to like the Tinder, because like once you report things to Tinder, they will ban that phone number. Mm-hmm. But the problem is people can change their phone number and whatnot. So I don't know if they ever caught him or anything, but the fact that I had been on multiple dates with someone who was like, he was a not a weird looking guy or anything. Yeah. He was a normal looking gentleman, and he went to college, came from a really good family. And I was like, wow, there are some scary people in the world.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, that is definitely a circumstance where a note is justified.
Definitely
needed. I mean, praise that couple that was looking out for you.
Yeah. I think they wanted to intervene, but at the same time, we were in like a crowded bar and you can't really hear much in a crowded bar. But then again, also, I don't know. That was a scare. And then ever since then, I'm like, no, I'll just get my own drink.
Yeah. Like, no kidding.
Yeah. That is a dating, like a dating PSA. Yeah. Wow. That is a crazy story.
I was 21 and it was my first time like out being in a bar and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, yeah, from now on I will get my own drink. And I'm like 33 now.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'll just get my own drink.
What a lesson learned. And I wonder what that guy, like, you spilled a drink on him. He's like, oh, let me go clean this off in the bathroom. And you sprint, have your roommate pick you up and go off and hide. I wonder what happens when he gets back to the table
and you're gone. Yeah.
And he, like, yeah. I wonder if he realized, like.
Well, who cares what he thinks?
Well,
I don't care. I'm happily married now to a stud, so I'm great.
Yeah. Everything happens for a reason.
Thank you so much for the call. I love the happy ending. I got a stud.